I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health Special Edition. In fact, you're probably listening to us on your car or home radio, on the internet, via your computer, or perhaps a portable device like an iPod or an iPhone. And if the sound isn't loud enough, hey, you just crank it up. But if you're among the hearing impaired in America and need a hearing aid to increase the volume or your ability to sort out various frequencies like speech in a noisy restaurant or theater environment, you might also consider an assisted listening device to improve the quality of your life and the quality of the lives of the people close to you, like that individual sitting next to you on the couch as you watch TV, who likes to sound slightly lower than you do. Our next guest may just have the answers you need to hear. He's Scott Houston, who specializes in audiology products for Sennheiser Electronic Corporation, who not only make microphones and headphones, but assisted listening devices for the hearing impaired, which add immeasurably to people's sense of freedom, independence, and mobility. Scott, what is an assisted listening device, and typically, how are they used?
Basically, what the device is, it allows a person with some form of hearing disability, normally those who find themselves turning up the TV quite loud because they'll have trouble hearing more of the speech or dialogue of a certain program. Our products, what they do is they allow for a wireless transmission of the TV sound to a wireless headset that they would wear. This headset not only increases the amplitude of the program audio that they're watching, but will also feature the ability to separate speech frequencies for better speech intelligibility. So that way, the actual dialogue of the characters or a certain television program you're watching allows you to hear it more clearly and more efficiently rather than just turning it up louder.
Now, please tell me, what does this device look like? And I've looked at the pictures, and the first word that comes to mind is stethoscope.
Exactly. It does hang below the chin, much like that of a doctor's stethoscope. The actual hearing device, or what the person's wearing, it goes into the ear, kind of like a little earbud, and then hangs below the chin. And that's actually exactly how we describe it, just like a doctor's stethoscope, yes.
And there seems to be a dial down below with very easy-to-read numbers on it, so people can turn it up or reduce the volume.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned something very, very interesting, that many people equate hearing loss with volume. Oh, I can't hear a sound, so I'll just, crank it up a bit. But really, isn't the larger issue frequencies and the ability to sort out certain frequencies of speech, for example, in a noisy environment like a restaurant or a theater where there may be a high level of ambient sound? In other words, sound around the person who's speaking. Is that correct?
It is. It's a large number, and actually is what happens as people, as we progress in life, we'll notice that with these certain frequencies are really going to be kind of more the high end, close to speech, and the treble sounds will really be the first to go rather than the overall level of hearing. So the amplitude hasn't changed. It's just there's little holes that we need to fill.
Well, cranking up the sound is certainly an alternative, and that sounds fairly reasonable. However, if you're trying to have a pleasant or pleasurable television watching experience, let's say with a partner or a group of people, or let's say you're in bed late at night and you're watching TV alone, turning it up really loud isn't an option and frankly makes the other person very uncomfortable. And I could certainly see how that could become a point of contention.
Right. And that's another convenience that these types of headsets offer. It gives the person wearing them the ability to keep their source device, let's say a TV, for instance, at a very minimal volume, if not muted. And then that signal is still sent wirelessly from the television to the headset that they're wearing.
Now, if that is a problem in your typical listening or viewing environment, it may be a fairly good indication or sign that perhaps you should look into an assisted listening device.
Yes, especially if you notice yourself, having trouble at what used to be comfortable listening levels, struggling to hear, the conversations, things like that.
Our guest is Scott Houston, who specializes in audiology products for Sennheiser Electronic Corporation, which makes not only microphones and headphones, but also assisted listening devices for the hearing impaired, which add immeasurably to people's sense of freedom, independence, and mobility. And speaking of assisted listening devices, I received a press release the other day from Sennheiser USA at SennheiserUSA.com regarding an installation at the University of New Mexico Center for the Arts. Now, in that type of environment, which is somewhat similar to a home environment, a little bit noisier and perhaps with a greater volume of sound, how well do these devices work? And the second half of that question is, how well do they work in tandem with people who are wearing hearing aids?
Well, there's a couple of options for people in those situations. There's the kind of standard, the same stethoscope style headset that uses the earbuds for those who wouldn't use hearing aids. Or there's also the option for people with hearing aids to use a neck loop if their hearing aids have a telecoil function within them. So that allows them to wear the receiver unit via a neck loop that would then send a magnetic induction to the hearing aids.
In fact, these are the same devices that people are using at home to listen to the television and perhaps their stereo system.
Yes.
So you're really not limited by the earbud type of device, but if you do have a hearing aid with what you refer to as a telecoil, there are also devices for those as well. So there are lots of options out there.
Yes, and even goes beyond telecoil. Some hearing aids, which is a little more rare, will have a direct cable connection. So you can go right from the receiver directly into it. Those who don't use telecoil, there's such a wide variety of hearing aid options out there. So depending on what your audiologist recommends, you know, certainly there is a product out there for you.
You know, I'm wearing a set of headphones now, and I have these plugged into the mixer with a quarter-inch plug. Now, that type of arrangement is not practical in a television-watching situation for any number of reasons, not the least of which is as people are moving in and out of the room, you could trip over the cord. Undoubtedly, that's the reason why assisted hearing devices are wireless. Tell me about that.
We use wireless because you certainly don't want to feel, you know, confined to one area. One of the greatest benefits of these, it still allows you to travel throughout the room or from room to room with some systems, so you're still able to hear the program. Or if you just wanted to, move about the house listening to music, you would still be able to do that with those types of headsets.
Now, can you also use these in tandem with your favorite pair of headphones?
You can. There are the same systems that operate with the neck loop for hearing aids. That connection for the neck loop is actually a standard headphone connection. So you can, if you have a favorite set of headphones you've used for years and you want to get that ability back to use them again, you know, this would be a great way to do it.
I tried an assisted listening device made by Sennheiser the other night. I don't need the device, but I discovered that it's fabulous. I went to see The King's Speech, which is just a remarkable movie. And at the theater, they had a basket full of assisted listening devices, so I borrowed one of those, and it changed the dynamic of the movie experience entirely. Because first of all, the quality of the sound was excellent.
It's very important, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Chris. A lot of people don't know that those features and headsets like that are available at their local cinema or, you know, even something like a Broadway theater. This is a program where any public venues have to have some kind of hearing disability technology and systems for those patrons with any type of hearing disability.
To not only enhance the listening experience and enjoyment of the event, but also, frankly, to make hearing the dialogue, the sound, the music, the concert, whatever, in a much more effective way. Tell me, Scott, where can people go to get more information about assisted listening devices made by Sennheiser? Do you have a URL where you can send the folks?
Yes, I would say you'd want to visit our U.S. site at SennheiserUSA.com.
That's Sennheiser, SennheiserUSA.com. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.
Thank you, Chris.